and the Russians aren't finished yet. They've taken over the greatest bastions of American civilization. This is called Russians in McDonald's. Startled shoppers stand and stare in the burger joint in Leicester Square. A cold Siberian close encounter. Moscovites behind the counter. And Georgian ladies with massive hips serve Brezhnev burger and double chips. This is the Kremlin's latest ploy. A difference to McDonald's you'll really enjoy. The hammer and sickle above the door says Yank's not welcome anymore. No more pipe music, oh so dire. Now they've a full Red Army choir. The KGB are eating in. They're kicking up a fearful din. The door guard bellows, shut that noise. The commissar says, purge him, boys. The stars and stripes hang upside down. The queen is green and wears a frown. But Lenin hangs there high and proud, staring at the burger crowd. The American Secretary of Defense, the man who calls his great offense, is minced and served with garlic cheese. Because Caspar Weinberger's really pleased. The Pentagon's in disarray. The news has filtered through today. And Alexei looks really vexed. The Reds will have the win piece next. And here's more news that's really hot. J.R. Ewing is a trot. Neil Diamond's playing Angola. And Marx invented Coca-Cola. Cola. Western values fade and dies. Red successes multiply. Arthur Miller isn't dead. He's writing radio plays instead. And as the bastions crash and fall, here comes the greatest blow of all. It took a long time to deduce, but Reagan's really Lenny Bruce.